We remember. We all remember golden days playing in the sun, walking out in safety once the war was won. Respect was in abundance. We knew how to behave. At home, at school, when out at play, we would never rant and rave. Life was simple way back then, and mostly homes were poor. But love was in abundance after we had won the war. Policemen, teachers, parents, we treated with respect. Sunday school a given, every Sunday off we'd trek. The days were long and happy, we'd all respect the law. Very little violence after we had won the war. Our childhood was secure. Divorce we didn't know. Parents used to discipline. Tough love they used to show. Dad at work, mum at home, good meals for us to eat. They'd consider what was best for us, our potential so to meet. We've watched it change. The change not good. The changes came quite fast. So where has all the love gone from those gentle days of past? There's simply no comparison to what we had before. It's all gone wrong. We can't go back to when we won the war. So tell me, what's the answer? I think I know the truth. Why love's gone out the window and it's good to be uncouth. There's something that we somehow lost. He's been forgotten, that's for sure. The light of life, the love of God, has gone since we won the war. We know that Father God, he watches from above. We know that he will help us if we accept his love. So what can we do to change the world? Not a lot, they say, but we can, with all his love, simply close our eyes and pray. And what of those brave soldiers whose lives were so cut short? What would they think? They lost so much. For us, our freedom bought. Lives gone, lives shattered, yet it still goes on. Do we never learn the lessons our Lord Jesus spoke upon? Those soldiers gave up everything, and even then some more, just so that we could live in peace when they had won the war. Just think how life would be right now if all knew of God's great law. As it life would be as it should be after we had won the war.
It's a very precious day set aside where we remember the men and women who gave their lives to protect our country. They gave their lives so we could be free. And because of them, we're able to sit here this morning and worship God in freedom. That's why we want to remember them and thank them for what they've done. We're here to worship in freedom. I was wondering how many places in the world have wars just now. It would be lovely to have peace, wouldn't it? Let me read some countries that are at war just now. And this is not all of them. Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, Democratic Republic of Congo, the Central African Republic, Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, Gaza. That's a lot of places, isn't it? There are unrest, and we have to pray for. I think it was last Tuesday we were praying, and someone said, how come we don't pray for Ukraine anymore? That's a good question, isn't it? We were praying for them a lot when the war first started. And then we forget. We start to pray for Israel and Gaza, and Ukraine sort of left on a back shelf. It's just the way we are. We should try and remember all of these countries, all these war-torn places, the people who are suffering. Well, remember. You know, one day there'll be a remembrance service for each one of us, won't there? Do you ever think what will be said at that service? I do. And I dread to think what will be said at that service. But our service of remembrance, wow. What legacy are we leaving? Then another remembrance is what we're doing today, breaking bread. We've been told in the Word of God to remember as often as we come together. We remember that Jesus died for us, that he gave us freedom, that he gave us eternal life. So after World War I, there was a day set aside to honour the dead of that war, with solemn ceremonies at cenotaphs, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It's very important indeed to remember, especially for those who had loved ones who have died in conflicts all over the world. The freedom that we enjoy, we owe to these brave men and women that died for our country. We give thanks for those who are active today in the services, even in the reserves. We thank God for them. Because of them, we have freedom to proclaim the Word of God. We've got the right to have peace in our homes. We've got the right to have life and liberty and pursue happiness. We thank them. I don't know about you, but whenever I'm traveling around and I see a guy with a uniform on, I go over and thank him for his service. And I've noticed lots of other people do. They're appreciated for what they are doing for us. Our next point is remembering Christ. A mourn of loss. Lord's Remembrance Day. How often do we remember what God has done for us? It's not just a day a year. It's not just every Sunday. Not just every time we break bread, but it's every day we have breath in our lives. We should be remembering and thanking our God. But it's because of our sin that he went on that cross. In Romans it says, all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We need to acknowledge that blame, that it's because of me, it's because of you, that Jesus had to die on that cross. He was humiliated, beaten, spat upon, hung on that cross because I have sinned. Because you have sinned. Do we recognize, do we realize that he would have done it even if it was just one of us that needed saved? Well, I'm going to read this wee passage. You know it very well. This is his great love for us. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 and on the hill and go and look for the one who's wandered off? if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happy about the one sheep than about the 99 that stayed. In the same way, your Father in heaven, not willing that any of these little ones should perish. That one sheep that went astray, you or I, that's what Jesus died for. Then in Romans it says this, Jesus died so that you could all have the opportunity of eternal life. He did it freely and willingly. He died to defeat sin once and for all. Amen. That it would no longer reign over us. That through the blood of Christ, we could have righteousness for you and for me. Next point, John, remember life. Jesus set a glorious example for us to follow. He lived a life of love. Every person he came into contact knew the love of Jesus. Our lives as Christians, as children of God, should be to reflect that love. Jesus instructed us in his word. He showed love to everyone. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He taught by example. What example are we showing? He experienced pain, hunger, loneliness, temptation, joy, happiness. He experienced all of these things so that he could understand what we experience. Compassion, love, understanding. That's what he wants us to share. And around the table, we remember all of this that Jesus did for us. That sacrifice he made, that communion he wants us to share. The same as he did share with his disciples. And he said, this you should do as often as you meet together. He gave us an ordinance, a sacrament. Remembrance. To proclaim that we're doing this. Not just because of what he did for us. But because of what he's promised us. That he's coming back for us as well. We are thankful for the sacrifice. The price that Christ paid. He gave us salvation. He gives us forgiveness. And he gives us eternal life. It's a promise. Not because we deserve it, because we don't. It's because of his grace, his unmerited favor, that we have to give thanks for what Jesus has done for us. Before we were Christians, we were lost. We were unclean sinners. But then we came to faith. Faith in Christ and his promises. Faith and be filled with his Holy Spirit. Then we came to baptism and we go into that water, dying to self and coming up a new creator, a new creation, alive in Christ. And then we're given three gifts: the forgiveness of sin, the filling of the Holy Spirit, and the promise of eternal life. Our last point, John, what our remembrance will be. When we go, what will people be saying? What will they be saying at our funeral? What will they be saying after that? Our influence will carry on after we die. What lives we have led, how we have touched other people. I mean, the passage that Margot read was full of people of faith and what they did with their faith. They showed their faith. So much so that we're still talking about them thousands of years later. That's a great passage. What are we doing with our lives? How are we showing the love of Christ to other people? They lived many years ago but still have an influence. Can we look back in our lives and think, what will we be remembered for? Do you remember people influencing your lives? I do. I thank God for many people every day that have turned my life, that have encouraged me, that have led me forward in the love of Christ. Our influence, even as we live now, will affect our children, our friends, our grandchildren. What kind of influence are you having? Bad? Good? What will you be remembered for? Oh, what influence am I setting? It'll continue on. Is that the influence of Christ in my life? Is it the influence of remembering Him regularly? And remembering Him has affected and changed my life totally. Yes, we want to remember those who have given their lives in times of unrest. We want to remember Christ's life that has changed our life forever. For God so loved you that He gave His only Son so that you won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life. And I love this verse in Romans. God demonstrated His love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. I don't think we realize what these men and women did for us. I certainly don't think we realize what Jesus has done for us. We need to remember, lest we forget. We don't want to forget. Our loving Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for all Your servants that we have read about and heard having great faith and doing great things. We thank You for the men and women who have served and are serving to give us peace here in this country. We thank You for Jesus, for dying for me, for dying for us, so that we can have abundant life, and so we can leave a legacy to be talked about by our friends and by our children. Help us to become closer to You, to live with all the attributes You have taught us and given us. Help us to be seen as Your children. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name.